This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We've been talking today about controversies at the agricultural giant Archer Daniels Midland, once based in Decatur, now headquartered in Chicago. For this part of our conversation, we'll be focusing in on safety concerns at the company's processing plant in Decatur. There are more than 4,000 employees who work at that facility, and five times in the past year, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration investigated conditions at the plant after incidents that caused injuries, and in one case, a death. Robert Dautel was killed in an accident at the rail yard just off the plant. This is one of his three children, Jenna Apps.
He was going to retire this year. He was so scared to do it. So he had put it off for a couple of years, and my mom had finally convinced him that it was time. So I think that's really hard on my mom too, you know, going from planning on spending every day together and what they were going to do in their new adventure in life to now trying to figure it out on her own.
Two student reporters at the U of I Urbana-Champaign have been tracking incidents at the Decatur ADM plant, and they are with us now. Noor Longhi and Madison Holcomb published their findings in the online newsroom CU Citizen Access. Noor and Madison, welcome to the 21st Show. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Listeners, if you want to join our conversation today, you can do so now at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. All right, Madison, I want to begin with you, and I want to continue with the story of Robert Dautel. As I mentioned, he was months away from retirement when he was killed. As far as we can tell, what happened?
Yeah, so at the time, Robert was working at the rail yard at the plant, and he was in a locomotive that was being operated remotely by a trainee. And what happened was the locomotive struck a line of 25 stationary rail cars, crushing Dautel in the locomotive. And that was according to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration report.
So as I mentioned, we heard in the introduction, for part of your reporting, Noor, you spoke with Jenna Apps, one of Robert's three children. I want to play a little more tape from her on some of her thoughts on what happened.
You are a $1 billion company, and you can't follow simple safety rules. You couldn't come up with the person or the whatever you needed to make that happen.
So, Noor, say more about that, where she lays the blame in terms of what happened.
Yeah, so when we initially made contact with her, she was very upset. ADM was actually contesting the OSHA case against the company for what they did to Dautel. And I think a lot of her blame really does lie on ADM. She describes her father as someone who was insanely hardworking. She even said at one point that he was the type of person who would never blame ADM for all of the worker safety violations that were happening or any injury. He was the type of person who was like, it's on the, you know, yourself to be careful. So when he passed away and when they learned that he passed away, they were incredibly shocked because they never thought that it would happen to him because he was always careful, always looking out, always making sure that, you know, he was not putting himself in a position where dangerous things could happen. And something dangerous still happened to him. So I think a lot of the blame, she may have not said it directly, but a lot of the blame does go on ADM. And she wants to see them make a bigger effort to put worker safety at the forefront of, their goals.
All right, let's listen to another clip from that interview now.
When you look at the OSHA report, it's all case numbers, right? This is not just a case number. This was a dad. This was a husband. This is a grandpa. This is a brother. This is a son. His mother is still alive. She's in her 90s, and this was hard.
Wow. So going off of that, talk more about what effect Robert's death has had on his family.
They are definitely grieving. That was probably... Madison, I don't know if you felt this, but that interview was hard to sit through. It was fresh. It was like it just happened in October. And, you know, he was so close to retiring, which is what I think also really hurt the family because, you know, he had worked there for so long. She recalled that growing up, she would hear about, you know, all the things that would happen at ADM. People would joke about ADM standing for another dead man. And he was just about to leave, and that's when this happened. And I think that was really hard. And also, you know, he wasn't only her dad, but he was also, like, the grandfather of her children. So the whole family was taking it really hard. She describes that they grew up in a really small town, too. So it wasn't even just the family that was grieving. It was the whole town. They planted a tree in this park in the center of the town to commemorate him. So Dottl really did touch a lot of lives. And, you know, he's missed by a lot of people.
So, Noor, let's zoom back a little bit then. So how does Robert Dottl's story fit into the bigger picture here? What do we know about how much, for example, Decatur emergency responders have been dispatched to the plant and why?
Yeah, so in our reporting, we focused a lot on getting those fire department, police department, and EMT records, and they were dispatched around 70 times from January to October. And a lot of those, we went through them and read the incident reports, and a lot of them were for kind of just random minor injuries. Some of them were from, you know, the explosions that would happen on the site. There seems to be a lot going on at the plant just based off of those records alone. Madison, I don't know if you want to.
No, yeah, for sure. It was kind of alarming, I remember, when we first got those FOIA requests back and we saw the sheer number of how many times emergency responders have been dispatched at the plant. It was extremely surprising to the both of us.
Yeah.
So, well, what about cases where OSHA got involved, though, Madison? Take us through some of those, because that takes it up to another level, right?
Yeah, for sure. So, of course, OSHA gets involved regularly. They have regular inspections with pretty much every place that falls under their standards. But OSHA gets involved when there's a death, hospitalization, or news was made about the plant. So this past year, OSHA investigated, I believe it was 5 different times. One incident was in January. Another incident was after Robert Dottl's death. 9 days after that rail car accident, there was an explosion at the plant that landed 3 employees in the hospital. Just a couple months later, in August, there was a large fire that broke out in a processing tank at the plant. And later in the year, which made a lot of news, on September 10th, another explosion happened, which injured 8 employees.
What about, Noor, in the story you detail some of the reports that police got about the experiences of victims there? What sort of stories did they share? I guess maybe we should say even when they were in a condition to share a story.
Yeah, so going through those records, we found a lot of interviews that emergency responders had done with a lot of victims. And a lot of them were really shocking, especially for the explosion that happened in August. For example, you know, one of them just said he was standing near the train tracks and the next thing he heard was a loud boom and he was thrown due to the explosion. You know, he ran away and he felt like burning sensations. You know, a lot of them also described the conditions that the victims were in when they were in the hospital. And a lot of them, you know, these were like severe body surface burns. A lot of them covering like 40% of like body surface areas. And, you know, all of them having a lot of like burning in their like nasal passages and stuff like that. So, you know, reading through those records was really hard too, because you see how much pain that those people were in due to like, you know, their job. They were just doing their job, and they had to end up walking away with these horrible, horrible injuries.
It sounds terrible. If you're just joining us, let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're talking about safety concerns at ADM's Decatur processing plant. 5 times in the past year, OSHA investigated conditions at the plant after incidents that caused injuries or, in one case, even a death. That's not even getting into the many more times emergency services have been called. We're talking about this with 2 journalists who've been keeping track of all this, Noor Longhi and Madison Holcomb, who investigated this and wrote about it for a journalism class at the U of I. Their article on it was published earlier this month by the online newsroom CU Citizen Access. 800-222-9455. We're going to be spending just about another 7 minutes on this part of the show, 800-222-9455. So, you know, Madison, let me ask you, what has the company itself had to say about working conditions there?
So the company would actually not respond to us for comment about worker safety issues. I tried emailing, calling them several times throughout our process of reporting. Toward the beginning, they would tell us that they're not free for an interview, but if we want, we can just send them our questions. Once I actually did that, they had another representative come in and say that they weren't willing to talk to us and that they just wanted to have us refer to their press releases, which really didn't say a lot about what had been going on at the plant. For example, in September, when the big explosion happened at the plant, all of the press releases kept saying that they didn't know the cause of the explosion and that the investigation is ongoing, but weren't really offering any answers. And that's what Nora and I felt throughout the whole process, is we just weren't getting answers from ADM.
Well, one of the people that you spoke with who did talk is a business agent with a union there, Teamsters Local 916, which represents some of the Decatur ADM employees. What did he have to say about working conditions?
Yeah, so his name is Kyle Bullinger, and he told us that his workers that he represents are mainly power plant workers. And at that section of the plant, they are under very, very heavy regulations, because if one little thing goes wrong in the power plant, it could be catastrophic. But he said that a lot of his employees mentioned to him in the past many months and years how dangerous other parts of the plant are. He heard his workers talking about injuries occurring regularly, and he told us that ADM has safety by convenience. He said that despite the company claiming to be very safety-oriented, when employees bring safety concerns to ADM, nothing really gets done.
Nor, when we talk about ADM and workplace safeties, these stories out of Decatur are not necessarily isolated examples. I wonder what you've heard and seen from other ADM plants.
Yeah, so in our article, we actually did look out and look at what's happening on a national scale, and OSHA has, investigated ADM on a larger scale. Madison, do you want to dive in here?
Yeah, so I decided to take a look at this back, I believe it was in November, so toward the end of our reporting, because I knew that there were other ADM plants throughout the country. So on OSHA, there is a database where you can find other plants in other states. So I decided to look and see if similar things have been happening in other ADM plants throughout the country. And I found very similar issues. In the past 15 years in plants nationwide at ADM, there have been 9 fatalities, 5 of which were found liable by OSHA. And injuries, there have been 22 in the past 15 years, 8 found liable by OSHA. Total OSHA violations in the past 15 years include 134. So there were a lot of patterns I found where if OSHA found a violation with ADM, then ADM would contest. Even times when there was a fatality that OSHA found, it was ADM's fault that it happened.
Just like Dottles.
Well, speaking of Dottle, I do want to come back to one of the children of Robert Dottle, Jenna Apps. He was, just to remind our listeners, the man who died in an incident at the rail yard near the ADM plant in Decatur. And Jenna talked to you about what she wants to see change.
If anything out of this happens, like, make it a lesson. Go over your safety protocols. Go over all your safety procedures. Make sure that you're keeping up, that you're doing what you can to keep everybody else safe.
As far as you can tell, Noor, have there been signs of change?
As of now, no. One of the hardest things, I think, for Apps was she didn't even know a lot about her father's death. The only thing that she knew is what we know from the OSHA report, which is also, you know, keeping that family in the dark about what's happening is just, I can't even imagine what they're going through. And as of now, like, no actions are being taken. You know, they may release press releases saying that they value safety, worker safety. And, you know, in their mission statement, they say that they value worker safety. But you can see time and time again that these incidents keep happening.
Madison, what happens next, especially with these OSHA investigations and fines and that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So ADM is in the process of contesting a lot of the fines that it has received from OSHA. I looked at contests that it did to OSHA in the past, and some of them have been successful where OSHA has reduced some of the fines to ADM. So I'm not sure if that's going to happen with these upcoming fines. I know from an incident that happened last year that OSHA investigated, ADM was fined $324,000 for the explosion, which happened in April, 9 days after Robert Dottle's death. ADM contested that fine on October 31st, and that case is still ongoing. Same with Robert Dottle's case. ADM was fined $15,000 for his death, but ADM contested that penalty on October 19th. So I think right now it's just waiting it out and seeing what happens.
Madison Holcomb and Noor Longhi, thank you so much for joining us to share your reporting with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
The article, if you want to look it up, it's on CU Citizen Access. It's called Accidents and Emergency Calls Mount at Archer Daniels Midland Plants in Decatur in past year. Employee dies in rail accident. Multiple employees injured in explosions. We'll also put a link to that on our website, which is 21stshow.org. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we're going to continue with a bit of our agriculture theme. Corn, wheat, soy futures are down, at least as we're going to air. Livestock and cocoa are up. Do you know what any of that means? The U of I economist Scott Irwin thinks you should, and his recent book sets out to explain just that and share stories from his sometimes wild life experiences. Our conversation with Scott Irwin is going to be tomorrow here on the 21st Show. Coming up after the break, we're going to be speaking with a textile artist based in Urbana who's been selected for a prestigious fellowship. That's coming up here on the 21st Show. Stay with us.